Do you ever use improved?
Improved. We have improved drainage all the time.
What would you call a roadway that went through a low place in the mountains? You know, if you're going across the Rocky Mountains, and you've got one of your interstates that goes up through, and it comes up through a low place in the mountains. What would you call that?
A pass.
Right. Yeah. Are there any other names that you might use for that kind of place, or that little low place in the mountains?
Well, I can't think of any.
Would you ever call it a gap?
Yeah, I guess you could call it.
How about a notch? Ever heard it called a notch?
Never heard it called a notch.
I've heard the word badlands since I've been out here in Colorado. I was wondering if you could tell me what that is. Do you know what that is?
Well, I don't know if they ever call that around where we live. We're badlands in Dakota or something. Must be a real brushy land that isn't. I don't know what it'd be. Maybe too rough to pasture or something.
Sounds like a place where you couldn't grow anything.
A lot of rocks, maybe.
Yeah. How about, I've also heard the word high plains. Is that?
That's out in this country.
Right? What is that? What does that mean? What do they mean by high plains?
This right here, you know, it's all. What's the elevation out where you live?
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I'm sure it's not this high.
Though. Yeah, see, we got spots back in there on the ranch at 6,000 feet.
So it means that it's plains, it's high plains. At a higher elevation.
Yeah, high elevation.
Okay. But you call the area that we're in right now high plains.
It's about the highest there is.
Okay.
The plains. Yeah.
Okay. And you how go, about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say you go east to west. And, well, go west to get the mountains, but you go east. You drop all the way down from here.
Okay.
I suppose there's mountains out there at 6,000 feet. I don't know, is there?
Yeah, we have some mountains that high, but nothing flat like this up this high. You're absolutely right.
This is on the borderline of being poor farming ground. Too high.
Almost, would you call it almost badlands?
Just about. They want to call it the outback now, you know.
They call it the outback?
They want to.
Oh, they want to.
Like over in Australia.
Uh-huh. Is that something, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I kind of agree with it. Yeah. Good name for it.
Yeah. It does sound like a good name for it. Yeah. I've also heard the word hole, and I don't know, I wonder if you could tell me what that means.
Hole?
Hole. To describe a place, and places in Colorado. I've heard like Jackson Hole.
Well, that's about all I've heard of.
Well, do you know what that is?
It must be a low spot in the mountains.
Okay, so it is in the mountains.
Well, Jackson Hole up there is pretty high.
Yeah. Does it have anything to do with water? Or do you know?
Well, there's a lot of water up there, I suppose it does.
I was just wondering if it was a low place that might have some water collected in it or something like that.
Well, it could be.
Okay. But I guess that's too far away.
Yeah. We don't have anything.
Yeah. Okay. Are there other types of mountainous areas that are not exactly mountains, but they're a little smaller than mountains? I know right here that your land although it's plains, it kind of goes up and down. What would you call those places where it went up? They wouldn't be mountains.
No.
What would you call them?
I call them little hills, I guess.
Okay. And that would just be something that would be smaller than a mountain?
Oh, yeah. It's rolling country.
Okay. What about a draw? A deep gully? Do you know?
The draws, got a lot of draws over east there. It's erosion.
Erosion. What is a draw?
It's a place where water goes down. It's generally dry, right?
So it'd be like a gully area.
Yeah.
It washes away.
A draw. That's a low spot in country.
Okay. Any other words you might have for that?
Gulch.
A gulch.